Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy with you here, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Leroy's got that galaxy vibe. I got a little strawberry lemonade. I don't know why it sounded like an auctioneer there. Yeah. Let me get some strawberry lemonade. Yeah, I'm going to get four, and five, and a minute. Unless you're Tyreek Hill Foundation auctioneer and he goes, I love you, Dad.
Okay.
That was the crazy thing. It wasn't even that he was a bad auctioneer.
Just a moment.
But the speech to his father
about
being an auctioneer.
Was his father there?
Because I got to tell you, I'm never going to crush my kids' dreams, right? My son, like for example, my son, he wants to make video games for a living. That's what he's all like. Right. He loves video games. He's like, I want to make video games. I said, dude, be a coder. Figure it out. Go ahead. You know, daughter, she wants to go something music. Hey, sky's the limit. Whatever you want right now. I'm not going to crush your dreams.
Yeah.
If my son did come to tell me, though, that he wanted to be an auctioneer, I'd be like, side gig.
Oh, yeah. Papa, I just love to sell.
I don't know. Hey, respectfully, the greatest auctioneer of all time. You probably need something else to pay the mortgage, yeah?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, what is the yearly salary of an auctioneer?
Like, the best. How many auctions are there?
How many auctions are there?
Well, because the real fancy ones, they don't even talk fast.
Aren't they? Yeah, but like, aren't like a real auctioneer like where you're selling the
like
ponies?
The cars. And
probably okay, cars or like equestrian auctioneers.
I'll tell you what, this is better than what I thought here. The average auctioneer salary in Florida as of March 26, 2024, $56,000.
I mean, all right. Well, listen, you're not living down here with that anymore.
Oh, no. That's definitely a two-income
household.
You're
going to have to sell some feet pics to coincide with that.
I'll say.
Unless you get a real steal, like on a drug house that he rigged an auction for.
The top auctioneers. Oh, this is not good. The top auctioneers in California. $59,000.
Man. Anyway, hockey fans, don't sit this one out. It's game time. Make Celsius a party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Cats, they win yesterday. They beat the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I got to tell you, I watched that first period. I was like, wow. Not very.
Yeah. Took a little bit to get in gear, but thankfully.
And then they scored like twice in like 12 seconds.
Yeah, because we have Sam Reinhart, okay? And when you have Rhino and you mess with Rhino, you get the horn.
Now in on net, a chance, and a save made. Will the rebound? They score. Barkov was stopping right. Hart cashes in, and the Panthers have taken the lead. It's 3-2. Sam Reinhart tacks on another. That's 56 on the season.
Woo! Man, what a year from him, dude.
Yes.
He's good.
What a year. I was a lot of fighting.
Yeah, Toronto's jealous of us.
That's what that's from?
I think so. I gotta tell you. Their fan base hates us. They genuinely hate us.
Like we hate Tampa?
No, they hate us because like they feel like they have been birthed into hockey fandom and we're just some, you know, some renegade organization in the swamp, and we're not deserving of the success that we've had. And so that's why those jackals last year were chanting, "We want Florida," and you got your ass kicked. That's what happened. And so yesterday,
let's not forget all the Canadians that.
Yeah, I understand. And so they're probably thinking to themselves, "Oh, we're the only ones who go to these games." Not anymore, dude. Not anymore. Sorry. Brandon Montour, he would make it 4-2 for the Cats.
Markov keeps it alive. Marshall goes for Tarasenko. A shot save, all the rebound. Tarasenko to the corner, trying to settle it. Gives to Barkov out to the right point. Montour locked and loaded. Long drive, he scores! A slapper from the line. It goes top shelf. And the Panthers take a 4-2 lead.
They were still announcing everything from the last goal.
Man.
Right? So while he was, you know, they play the music and then start off again and he starts giving assist by and that goal scored and then they score again.
I like how much in hockey, how much is like when you're the home team and you score, it's like a party for like a good 5 minutes because you not only have the goal, you celebrate the goal, then you got to wait the goal announcements once they figure out all the statistics. But when it's a road goal, barely acknowledged.
Oh, I know.
They're like,
Even the announcer goes, and he scores. You could be a good announcer.
Thank you.
Because you would bring that same energy for the opposite team.
Definitely.
Which is zero.
Be like, well, I love it. I love it. Might be a Mike Biamonte when he's just like, Luol Deng. Tyrese Maxey. Like, that's the most I'm angry. Like, if a guy goes on, like, a 9-0 run by himself, he'll just go.
Right, he gotta give him a little bit.
Tyrese Maxey, three-pointer. That's the most Mike will give the road team. He's the best. I love him.
That's what I don't
even if
see
he's him calling me a show pony, which I don't appreciate. You know, that's not, you know, I wish he would kind of bring that down a little bit.
I think the key to winning this game is shutting down Maxey. Embiid is going to get his. He's just that good.
Unless he can't walk by the end of it.
That's true.
My favorite one, though.
Tobin's a fraud.
Let's hear from Matthew Tkachuk. By the way, Reinhart added on. He finishes the regular season with 57 goals on the year. Here was Matthew Tkachuk afterwards on the Panthers' regular season. Here's Tkachuk E. Cheese.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. I feel like, you know, throughout the whole year, us in Boston, we're kind of in that driver's seat with leading the division, and it's kind of gone back and forth the last few months. And, for us to pull it out today after being down and having to come back and win. And I mean, they played 30 minutes before us, so we were able to scoreboard watch a little bit, so we knew that going out for the third, I think we just needed to win, and we clinched it. So I thought we played really well after the first period tonight, and it means a lot to us to get home ice because it shows that we had a solid season, and I'm glad that there's something to show for it.
What happened in that second period? I think you guys led them 29-3 in shots or something like that.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Just felt like we were all supporting each other, breaking out very well, attacking their net, being more physical. You know, they came out in the first pretty good, and you know, it took us a little bit to get ourselves going, but I think we saw it in the second and third. It's, you know, we can be a good hockey team when we're playing like that.
You guys have a couple days off before game one, but mm-hmm. You feeling pretty good? I mean, you guys four straight wins,
yeah.
Points in the six.
We are, and very excited for this opportunity to be back in playoffs after the way last year went, and I just think it's super fitting for us to be playing Tampa in this first round. What an unbelievable run they've been on since, you know, Christmas or All-Star break, and they're playing very well. We're playing well, so I think it's going to make for a great series, and don't know. I'm just excited to be in this series and have an opportunity to play in playoffs again. It's amazing.
There you go. Kachuk. A little nervous. I don't like that team.
Tampa.
Vasilevskiy. Man. We're going to the Heat. The Heat play tonight, 7 o'clock, 5:45 is preheat. Meanwhile, did you guys see what happened yesterday in the Mets game?
No, I did not. What happened?
So, big boxing match this weekend. We have Ryan Garcia fighting Devin Haney. And the thing that's crazy about this seems very much like a mismatch on paper. All right. Devin Haney is as pure a boxer as it gets right now. He is taking on very tough competition. People, I would say the only critique of him is people say he's got pillow hands. He's never going to knock you out, but he's building up a hell of a resume, and so he's fighting Ryan Garcia. And Ryan Garcia, in the lead up to this fight, and I don't mean this insulting, he's acted like a loon. I mean, just
for sure,
crazy.
I really think something's wrong.
I don't know. I don't know if this is just a boxer acting this way because something's wrong. I don't know if he's doing this for self-promotion and he's a troll because he's really like the first boxing superstar of this day and age. Like Floyd was built off HBO 24/7. Ryan Garcia is built off Instagram. Like it's a fascinating thing. He's, you know, people got attacked because first of all, handsome fella. Second of all, had this cool thing with the Cobra bag. Everybody liked seeing him. Floyd was like, it used to be the mitts. You'd hit the mitts, wasn't even looking. Him and his uncle Roger Mayweather, like it dazzled you. And with Ryan, it's like, I don't know if he's a good fighter, but man, what he does in that Cobra bag, cool.
Impressive hand speed for sure.
Very impressive hand speed. But everybody says, you know, he's got that hook. That's all he's got. He's a one trick pony. And Gervonta Davis kind of exposed him. I mean, he kicked his ass. So most people think this is going to happen in this Devin Haney fight, but in the Gervonta Davis lead-up, it was much more normal. This one's been weird. And so yesterday, they meet on the Empire State Building, and, Devin Haney punches him in the face. He was very disrespectful about his mother,
and
Ryan Garcia gets a big old smack in the face.
Wow.
And they were supposed to throw out co-first pitches yesterday.
What?
At Citi Field, and the Mets canceled it. While they were there, they're like, we're going to pass. Ryan Garcia is now on a revenge path, and he is just continually tweeting out in Chinese. But if you translate it, it means bleep the Mets.
Ah.
So he's furious with the Mets.
He says he will expose the Mets so bad.
Which I don't even know what that means. I mean, I feel like the Mets have done a good job of that themselves.
They did what they're supposed to do, is not terrify all the people there to watch a game when you guys go out there with a weapon.
Wow, dude. Wanted no shenanigans over there, huh?
I guess not.
Let's see what the Mets' record is. They could have used those shenanigans. Oh, they're not bad. 9-8. Damn, didn't they start like 0-4 with us?
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
they did. But we're on our way, dude. We're on our way.
Here we go.
We're on our way. Our run is about to start. Elias is getting it going.
Yeah.
Question.
Huh?
How shocked would you be if they got back to .500 during the course of this season? Never mind. You don't even have to answer. I know. You're trying to say the politically correct thing.
I'd be pretty surprised.
Okay.
I'd be pretty surprised.
I wouldn't. It's early.
I would be pretty surprised. You know what?
If we get to the end of May,
yeah,
and there's still 10 or 11 games under .500, then I'll be more inclined to. But if they go on a run 7-10, 7 out of 10, 7 out of 10, like then I'll say, okay, just a bad start.
I would have been more confident if I would have had my best pitcher still on the team and not playing for the Jumbo Shrimp.
Listen, am I the only one that thinks if he can play baseball, I want him playing baseball in the bigs?
I agree. I don't understand.
You can't half-ass pitching.
I don't understand it. Oh, man. Take a break. Back with more for this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
15 Minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
15 Minutes of Heat.
Bum, bum. 15 Minutes of Heat here for you by 60WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Are you wearing your playoff Jimmy shirt?
It's the No, it's playoff Panthers.
Playoff Panthers.
Stupid Boston. Can't even hold us down in the standings. It was right there for them.
Stupid. They had their chance.
Dumbass team.
Look at them now.
I got some breaking news from the NBA.
Oh, no.
Zion.
No, is it Zion?
No, it's not Zion.
Oh, okay.
It's not okay. Zion. Remember that story we were talking about last week? Jonte Porter?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Bam!
Oh! Damn. Yep. You got the Pete Rose?
Banned his ass.
Got the Pete Rose.
NBA announced that Jonte Porter, a two-way player recently under contract with the Toronto Raptors, has been banned from the NBA. A league investigation found that Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes and betting on NBA games.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Kind of obvious, though, when you looked at the evidence. I mean, it seemed 100%. Like it was all there for them.
Oh, an eye poke got you out this day? Oh, interesting, Jonte.
You don't even have eyes, Jonte.
No one even touched you. You were on the bench.
Oh.
That is unfortunate. I think probably would have hit a little bit harder had it been like a, you know, a player that's recognizable.
But, here's the deal, though.
Still sucks.
Here's what you have to understand about that sport. A player who's recognizable is making way too much money for that to even be an issue.
Well, the thing that everybody, this is really what screwed him, and this is what happened in the UFC too with some of these like really low undercard bets. The action gets too crazy.
Yeah, come on.
And
dude.
So the prop bet on Jonte Porter was $80,000.
Wow.
And they're like, hold, please.
Wow.
Hold. Because if you're Jonte Porter's mother, you're probably betting $80.
Oh,
let's just say you're the biggest Jonte Porter fan.
Yeah.
And you're probably betting overs. And so for $80,000 to come in on Jonte Porter unders, red flag, dude.
It can't be a crazy bet either. So if it was $80,000 to go over, you still got to go out there and perform. But under, right? That's true. A recognizable player ain't getting banned for life. But what's happening in sports now, and the reason why gambling is so much more acceptable, is you have to realize that a majority of these guys make so much money that you can't you know, give them enough money to have them do something like this.
The other thing that's interesting, though, is that with all the leagues in bed, you're not going to get away with anything because they're going to share all the information with the league. And they're going to be like, excuse me, Adam, just so you know, a lot of action coming in on a Raptors G Leaguer. He's like, what?
It seems
Here's the other thing, because guess what? They don't want to lose all that money either.
No.
So they're definitely going to bring that attention to the NBA. Hey, you might want to look and see what's going on here.
It says the league's investigation found that from prior to the Raptors' March 20th game, Porter disclosed confidential information to his own health status to an individual he knew to be an NBA bettor. Another individual with whom Porter associated with knew to be an NBA bettor subsequently placed an $80,000 parlay proposition bet with his own online sports book to win $1.1 million. Hey, dude, you got a little greedy.
Whoa.
Jeez. See, that's one of those reports like, hey, man, just play it cool, baby. Just play it cool.
For sure.
Just, you
know, for sure.
What are you doing this for? Like, for
$1.1 million?
He goes, And also, if he was like, the other reports that were coming out of this guy had a lot of VIP accounts that he wasn't necessarily betting basketball on, though he did bet on basketball.
Yeah.
But let's just say he got in a little hot water, you know.
Ooh.
He goes, listen, he goes, all right, Jonte, you don't want to take the extra action? You don't want to help us out here?
Mm.
You're going to have to take a dive for us, all right?
Oh,
come on, Johnny Thumbs. I'm good for it.
Johnny Thumbs.
No. Sleeping with the fishes.
You're gonna take a dive, and you're gonna take it good, and I'm gonna win my $1 million back.
Swimming with the fishes.
No. People sleep with the fishes.
I think you sleep with the fishes.
If you swim with the fishes, this is just J Fig's idea of vacation. If you sleep with the fishes, ain't no waking up.
True.
By the way, Marlins down 1-0.
The game just started.
Well, Trevor Rogers is on the hill.
Woo!
Pretty good. That's tough.
I wonder if
get your burgers
like,
while you can.
I wonder if people thought what we think when we interview these guys before season starts, like when they interviewed me, right? And I was all positive and whatever going into the season.
Mm.
I wonder if when they got done, they went on the air like we do and go, this guy's gonna suck.
I don't know.
I just get so convinced. Every time we talk to them after spring training, I'm like, oh, we're actually going to have a good year. And, you know, last year made the playoffs. So that was cool, I guess.
Meanwhile, the Heat getting ready for tonight. Play-in game, 7-8
Five games. And a half hours. 6.5 hours.
If the Heat win, they will start the playoffs against the Knicks on Saturday at 6. If they lose Friday, of course, they'll be Friday at home for the winner of Bulls Hawks.
Boo.
And then should they win that game, then the playoffs start Sunday at 1 against the Celtics in Boston.
So question.
If they lose Friday, that means the season's over.
Mm.
So this is all hands on deck because you would rather face New York than Boston, right?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Okay.
I'll admit that.
Okay.
I'll admit that. Especially not knowing Terry Rozier's health, for sure.
I'm glad you didn't go.
I mean, we're still going to beat them, but I would rather beat them in the conference finals.
I'm glad you didn't go, you know, how you do.
Well, no, we're still going to beat the Celtics. I don't care when it is.
Okay.
But I'd rather it drag out to the conference
Thank
finals.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to, like real talk. You know, you go into your... You know,
if we got to end it early, we got to end it early against them. You know, but wouldn't it be better if the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals again? You just rip their heart out.
Wait, if they lose, when you have to dress up like a baby?
Only if they miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I was thinking
that's not gonna happen.
I don't want that.
It's not gonna happen.
As much as I want to see you dress as a baby, I don't want to see that.
Happen. Not even worth teasing because it's not gonna happen.
That's fair.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's be real about it.
Hmm.
They're not missing the playoffs. Silly.
It's not
silly to even discuss.
Now you announced we were interviewing Masvidal, and now I'm all...
Don't be nervous.
No.
Don't be nervous.
This guy, listen, every time we interview somebody in the fight game, I feel like it's a shootout at the OK Corral.
Nah, buddy, we good.
Shootout. This is Marcos.
It did get a little sketchy last time, if I'm not mistaken.
Danny Green! He does it every show!
The same one,
Danny
too.
Green is
the
very
same one.
He's just very comfortable with us.
Yeah, very comfortable!
Yeah, he's a friend of the show now, Danny Green. I never thought, this is a friend I never thought we would have.
Yeah, for sure.
He was, by the way.
Patty Mills, Danny Green.
By the way.
What the hell's going on?
Way off.
Oh, yeah. 0-2.
Wasn't even. The Kings beat the brakes off of Wood.
Yeah.
How could Danny Green assume that Klay Thompson was going to go 0-10?
Oh, you should have asked me. I could have told him.
No, but it wasn't even that. They didn't, like, dude, I got so sick of a Sacramento King big just backing down a little warrior to underneath the rim. Right? That's what the whole game was.
Loved it. So good.
One thing we're going to love, seeing what the young guys can do for the Miami Heat.
Ooh.
Jaime Jaquez.
Jaime.
Here's Eric Spoelstra on where Jaime. Jaime's been looking a lot better lately. Mm. Some may wonder, has he broken through the rookie wall? Here's Spo.
We'll find out. The playoffs always let you know, but he's been very poised, you know, this season. And I think this last stretch has shown you that he has a capacity to grow and to learn. You know, early on, I don't think he was on anybody's scouting report. And then that changed. He had to deal with some injuries, some missed time. But since he's been back and got into a rhythm, he's an improved player. You know, the stats may be different because we have all of our guys right now. He's not getting all the usage that he was getting in December, but he's an improved player. And that's, you need what he's improved at in terms of the decision making, the passing, his defense, those things you need in the postseason.
He's been flying all around too. Like, it just looks like he's got his legs all back with him again.
I think the thing that,
getting back to that patented footwork, Leroy.
Yeah, I think the thing that they have to really love, and especially Spo, because Spo hates the ball being walked down the court. And between Jovic and Jaime, they get the ball and they go. And I think that, and now you got Tyler who's got some energy. So I think that's going to be the problem is this. If you go down with all that energy and miss a shot and the other team come back with that same energy, games can get away from you. So, but I do like, I think Spo really likes the fact that they play fast. They play with a lot of energy on both ends of the floor. And like, Jovic has really, like, picked up his game defensively.
Here was Jaime Jaquez on being where he's at.
Yeah, definitely. I even think even a little before that, I feel like I caught like a second wind throughout the season is the way I would describe it. And, you know, body's feeling good. Energy levels are high. You know, really excited to get into this postseason.
Jimmy J, who, of course, is our resident Celtics fan, which, by the way, people think I wouldn't want him here. It's not true. I like a good hate listen myself. So I appreciate Jimmy. He says, first of all, that I sense fear with Tobin. That's ridiculous. Nobody fears your junk.
There's a lot of things you can fear. That he ain't called the Wild Heat Coyote for nothing.
Trust me, dude. When if it gets to that, which is a big if, I may, you know, I'm like everything. I like to use the Celtics as dessert. But if they got to be my appetizer, your boy Tobin can crush an hors d'oeuvre. Okay, don't worry about it. But him saying Lowry, Schrus, and Vincent kind of vital to last year. There's parts of that are true, but I don't think that it's stuff that they haven't been able to replace with great stuff. Strew's kind of stunk in the playoffs last year.
But here's the deal. I was wondering if you were going to snap back a little bit at Danny Green, because Danny Green kind of said the same thing.
I think it's a lazy thing.
You didn't even respond.
Well, I mean, look, first of all, I want to be polite to Danny. He's new to our shenanigans.
Well, no, it's like, but that's part of, like, the interview, the back and forth. It's like, whoa, you don't think you know, these guys are as good as what they've been.
I mean, Lowry was vital to it. I mean, I think the series Lowry was best in was the Knicks series for sure. Right. But
Lowry hasn't been that guy all year, so I wasn't even counting on. I wasn't even counting Lowry.
But I mean, like, no, I don't. I think that if you told me that the Heat, now part of this is I do stress a little bit with Duncan Robinson's health, because Duncan Robinson has been amazing all year. And so right,
that's the other thing.
If Duncan Robinson is Duncan Robinson, and you're telling me Duncan Robinson, Max Strus, wash. Like, it's not, I'm not concerned with it.
I mean, Duncan Robinson's a better shooter.
He's a better shooter. Yeah, he is a better shooter. He is a better shooter. Yeah.
Well, Strus is pretty athletic.
Strus was literally in tears by the end of the playoffs because he was sucking so bad. Like, I don't think people remember that. He was like on the verge of tears with how bad he was, especially in the finals.
The problem that I think a lot of people, when they look at this team and they say stuff like that, is this, right? Strus may not be here anymore, but what Duncan has been this year, which he wasn't last year, is better than what Strus was last year.
Duncan Robinson, though, did walk right onto the Boston floor and cup his ear like Hulk Hogan to the O'Keefe's and O'Malley's booing him.
Love that.
That's the Dunkyard Dog right there.
Love
right.
That.
Now, I will say this. I would say that we have guys that have been menaces on defense, like what's the name last year? Like
you're talking about, like, for this year, like, they're gonna right. have Haywood Highsmith with all that stuff where Gabe was a pest. Yeah, I think Haywood's gonna be a big part of it. And listen,
right, and so from that standpoint, there are some comparable pieces, right? I would just say that the guys this year that we use in those roles didn't get as much run as Strus and Gabe Vincent did last year.
Tell you what, though, one guy I'm excited to see, old number five, the Serbian Terminator, the Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
So proud of you, Nico.
That's the biggest thing. I said this is an opportunity. He's taking full advantage of it. You know, he's being aggressive. He's figuring out, you know, how to space the floor, how to cut. Really reading the game. I feel like it's one of those things where, you know, you get enough minutes, the game starts to slow down for you. And I feel like it slowed down for him a lot.
Oh, Bam's ready to have his front court made. He goes, I finally have.
It probably was a little bit easier for him to pick up on it because he'd been a pro for 5 years.
I'm so proud of you, Nico. You went from G League to starter. Bam loves playing next to you. And you even got Jaime to get through rookie wall.
Gooseys. Can't wait for tonight. 5:45 preheat. Get you ready for all the action. We'll take a break. Get to our favorite Wednesday game. Scooby off a ship is next.
Rats off a ship. Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Heat basketball back tonight. Congrats to the Panthers winning their division. Congrats to everybody who's getting a Whopper Jr. today, courtesy of the Marlins. Maybe you'll get another if they can come back in this series finale.
Woo!
Last chance for a bit because they're going on the road. So we got to get our swimmies on because it is time to board the boat and see if we'll stay there. JFig will give us some topics.
Boat? That's what you gave me after the pause?
I was confused for a second. I was confused for a second.
Silly sauce ship.
The silly sauce ship.
Vessel.
Oh, vessel.
When do you leave?
I like these words.
D'Etois. That would be next Wednesday. Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah. Gonna miss me? Any questions I should ask while I'm up there?
Detroit basketball.
I used to love that. Not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Just ask Man Campbell. You know what he's doing around those parts these days.
What did you have for breakfast, sir? Kneecaps and 33 cups of coffee.
JFig, what do we got today for
Rats Off a Ship?
Well, you mentioned him earlier, Patrick Mahomes and his dad bod. Apparently, he says, I have a great body for a quarterback. You've got to have some padding in there to take the hits we all take.
Well, if that's the case, he's doing a hell of a job.
I'm rats off a ship just because, like, God, this guy has everything going for him. It's enough of rats him already, you know? Like, we get it. He's awesome.
It ain't like he's bringing it up.
I mean, I know, but just, all right, great. He's allowed to be fat and great, and everybody else has to be in great shape and, you know, mediocre. It's like, poor Tua's got to be out. Tua's got to be out here carb counting.
I can't fat shame Patrick Mahomes.
Tua's got to be out here carb counting because Mahomes, you know, he could have whatever body he wants.
Marcos.
Crazy, but I'm rats off a ship on Patrick Mahomes' dad bod. I'm sick of all Chiefs side stories.
I'm not rats off a ship because it ain't like he's out here volunteering this information. People are asking him questions about it. It ain't like he's bringing it up, right? And in fact, if we probably heard the answer, he was probably laughing about it. Like, really? That's what you're coming at me with? You know what I mean? So I'm not rats off a ship. It ain't something like he's like on Instagram going, this is the kind of body a Super Bowl champ has. Right? No.
We've seen it before. Look, I've seen heavyweight.
Wait, first of all, he ain't like Tom Brady was talking about eating avocado juice or whatever.
That's true. That was way more annoying.
Right. That was way more annoying.
I'm just annoyed by his greatness.
Yeah, that's it. So, right, like, yeah.
But, how do you admit it, I guess?
Like, I would venture and to say this. If you went to any portion of Patrick Mahomes' life,
yep,
he's always had this kind of body, right? Which might have been one of the reasons why a lot of teams didn't show interest in him. You ever thought of that? Because they want a guy to look like Tarzan.
Nah, I think he probably looked great as a rookie. And then, like, all of a sudden he's got the kids and he's eating the Pop-Tarts. Kids love snacks.
Pop-Tarts?
Damn, they love snacks.
They love snacks, dude.
Pop-Tarts. They're good.
I got to tell you.
Snitchy Mouse doesn't like Pop-Tarts?
No, she don't. Dude.
Kids aren't a big Pop-Tarts kid.
She eats cauliflower pizza. Yes.
Cauliflower pizza. I'm like, I don't even know who you are. Like, what are you talking about? I said, you got Louisiana in your blood.
Where are your rats, J-Fig, on Patrick Mahomes?
I'm not rats off a ship. I mean, at least now he has this kind of view for his body. Before, he was telling people they did him dirty. So, I'm not rats
off. He's more comfortable in his, another Super Bowl will do that for you.
Exactly. Why are you getting mad at him?
Him and Marco.
So annoying. Everybody's got to.
Why you get mad at Patrick Mahomes? He's not doing this.
How did they do it this year? He didn't have any receivers. How did they do it?
Mysteriously, them dudes start catching the ball.
Remember when he yelled at Andy Reid?
I thought that was Kelsey.
That was Kelsey.
Trying to accuse him of. No, I remember him beating the Dolphins with a broken helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so cold. Where are your rats, Frog Boy?
I am not rats off a ship. I have been working on my Patrick Mahomes body for a couple years now. So I think I can take a couple hits. And, you know, I agree. This is male physique.
It's okay for that.
Yeah.
But not Tua.
You know why? Because he still runs. If Tua ran...
Dude, can I just tell you,
fine.
One of the most frightening scenes in football is watching Patrick Mahomes take off and run.
I know. He doesn't even pop.
And whenever he does take off and run, let me just add, there's never anybody within 15 yards of him.
I know. Yeah. Very frustrating. What's number two, J-Fig?
Steph Curry asking off the Warriors in the summer.
Oh. Well. I mean, task at hand, but I'm not rats off a ship on that. That would be intriguing.
Okay.
That would be intriguing. Why? I mean, task at hand. I'm focused right now.
Say why.
I'm focused on the task at hand right now, which is the play-in. But should that happen, intriguing. Can't be rats off a ship on the intriguing. Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship.
You don't think he'll do it?
Rats off a ship.
He'll redo every other player on that team except Steph.
But if he asked off, you'd have to do right by him. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but he wouldn't ask. But like, I don't like, know. Wait.
What if Aisha asked her?
Let me say something here. You don't put up with the crap you put up with for the last 3 years with Draymond Green and now say I want out?
Everything comes to an end.
Look, Here they go.
They're asking for his face changed.
Yeah.
No, just interesting. I didn't think about that, J-Fig.
You're waiting for the news.
Interesting.
Again.
You're speechless.
You're telling me you put up with Draymond and all of his stuff for the last 3 years, and Clay not going over, right?
What if Steph just is like, hey, we've done all there is to do. You guys want to start over again? You can't rebuild with Steph Curry.
Does that sound like something Steph Curry would say?
I don't know. I don't know what it sounds like.
Dame said that, and it didn't work out.
He's 36. He's going to be 36 this summer. You know, he's getting up there. You know, let him do what he wants to do.
I tell you what, hey, you could get a haul for Steph Curry.
Of course.
But guess where he would
end up?
You know where he'd end up, right?
Where, Charlotte?
Lakers.
No, South. Correct.
You think so? You know, well, who are the Lakers going to trade? Who are the Lakers going to trade for him?
Oh, yeah.
You going to trade AD for him?
No.
And I got to trade Gabe Vincent for him.
Austin Reeves?
I got to keep mentioning that name.
Out of there.
Where are your rats with this, J-Fig? A very intriguing topic that you brought up.
Intriguing. Very intriguing. Intriguing. No, I thought it'd spark your interest.
Interesting.
I'm rats off a ship. I just don't see it happening.
Rats off a ship.
Frog boy?
Yeah, rats off a ship. Now that Clay's gone, he can finally relax.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
You think he can relax more if Clay's gone or Draymond?
Oh, no, Draymond for sure. Draymond is just a walking headache for everyone.
Like, dude, I almost feel bad for Steph and Clay. As great as Draymond has been, as important they think Draymond is, that he puts his teammates through that, right? That's the bad part about that. Is not, look, I get who you are. I get what you've been, an enforcer, the guy that's what you've done to get everybody there. But at some point, you got to look at Steph and you got to look at Clay and realize your boys, we've been through it forever. I got to stop doing this.
Silly
and
sauces.
You just don't stop.
You know, Silly Sauce makes a good point. I do need to get a new top hat for the postseason.
Amazon. You burnt your last one?
Yeah.
I feel like you already replaced it, didn't you?
No, not my top hat, but I'm about to.
I thought you did.
Good old Amazon.
Oh, you got to get ready for the – now, can I ask you a question?
Still got your monocle?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Gotcha.
Can I ask you a question?
I don't have my monocle.
I thought you burned it, too. I felt like
I did burn that, too. Yeah.
Tobes, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What if you do if it's the other way?
If you get gentlemen swept?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not very gentlemanly. That wouldn't help me. I would walk out with my tuxedo ripped and be like, unhand me, sir!
Kicked out of the gentleman party.
Give us one more, J-Fig, for rats off a ship.
Sure. Here's an interesting one. Herpes monkeys in Florida.
Apparently,
the population is booming in Central Florida.
Wow. I'm rats off a ship on the herpes monkeys.
yeah.
I mean,
rats off a ship.
I know what she's talking about, though. Have you ever been to Silver Springs in Central Florida, Leroy?
No.
It's a good thing you said that because I was thinking about doing that.
Here's the kicker. Okay? What are we doing? Like, my interaction with a monkey ain't going to be to the point where I could get herpes. I don't care what the monkey got.
Well, if you go on like
I don't know why we all sit there talking about, ooh, herpes monkey. What are you doing?
Dude, I mean, like a herpes monkey.
They bite.
What are you doing?
They're going to be, they're in Silver Springs. They got there. They used to have just like, they were resided to this one little island part of Silver Springs, but they've, population is booming.
Okay, which brings me back to my point.
Because as you could probably guess.
Why would a human have a problem with a monkey that has herpes?
Well, first of all, you should be scared of a normal monkey. They'll bite.
Correct!
Yeah.
If these monkeys have herpes.
But it's almost like they bite with poison.
Yeah, exactly.
With poison.
Yeah.
dude.
Well, don't just rule it out.
He seems like he's ruling it out.
I'm sitting in my jacuzzi, and the bushes behind me move, and I'm out.
Aren't there a bunch of monkeys over by the Fort Lauderdale Airport?
Is there?
I think so.
Yeah, I live by the Fort Lauderdale.
What's going on in Broward? Wait, okay,
those are clean monkeys.
I think they are clean, but I think you're right about that. I think they are.
Do you understand?
They got their shots.
How ridiculous you sound?
Well, I know
those are clean monkeys. Leave the monkeys alone.
Well, koalas have chlamydia.
What? I'm sorry.
What?
What do we? Okay, again. A koala with chlamydia does what to Leroy? Nothing. Mm. I ain't coming that close to a koala.
Why not?
Why?
If it comes close to you.
Do you understand? I'm out.
What's scarier?
Before I even know it's a koala. Can I just tell you? Only white people go up to animals and say it's cute and cuddly. And then get their face bit off. I'm out.
What do you think's scarier?
I'm going to Silver Springs.
It's like, guess what? Yes, that's another thing. I ain't got to worry about that. Not True. Going and post up in Silver Springs. I'm out.
It's very lovely.
Here's the other thing. When people,
it's very
like,
beautiful.
I sent Tobin's dumb ass a picture of a snake. Right? He's like, ooh, that thing's poisonous. I said, it don't matter. I ain't going to be that close.
I got the app for that now, though.
Oh, find out if it's poisonous?
Yeah, if I take a picture of it, it tells me what it is.
Life
but saver. I'm just saying, like,
take a picture of the spiders in his backyard because those are poisonous. I killed those. Somehow.
I squashed those. I ain't afraid of no spider, though.
All right, so everybody.
Some of them in the backyard crunch.
I just want to be clear here. Are we sweep everybody's herpes rats off a ship?
I'm not.
Herpes
no.
remedies. Oh,
I'm not rats off a ship.
That's the least of my worries, actually.
Okay, but let's just say it was one of your worries.
Let's all use our big people brain here.
I'm rats off a ship because I want to go to Silver Springs.
What has to happen in order for you to get a herpes from a monkey?
Just got to bite you.
Well, I don't know.
Be close to them.
Okay. Right. Exactly. When the last time you walked up on a monkey, J-Fig?
But if you're agile. If you're kayaking, it could get to you.
Yeah, it can. For sure.
If you what?
If you were kayaking Silver Springs.
Oh, so not in swimming water and they come in attack you like Planet of the Apes?
They can jump from the tree, dude.
They swing, man.
Like, let's say you got something. Maybe you got some snacks in your little boat.
Now, all of a sudden, you got Planet of the Apes on Silver Island.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're dismissing this.
What's wrong with you?
You're dismissing this. So
they're like all sitting up on the tree. They're all sitting up on the tree.
I'm not surprised, dude.
Hey, Carl, we got one.
Do you understand?
Coming.
Do you understand how big this show sounds? Listen, I'm going to tell old intangibles the same thing I've been telling y'all since the beginning of my life. Leave the animals alone. Stop putting your head. Stop putting your head in gators. Stop trying to pet the pretty snake. Stop trying to pet the koala and all that. Leave them alone. Let them be.
Take a break.
They scared of you too. But the only difference is when you scared of something, you run. When they scared of something, they bite.
Take a break. Back up to this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
So when you run into one of these crack bears, you should be able to shoot it.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.